reversed over toward Fisher. Johansson out of the right corner. Now to Yossi, fading to his right. Johansson in the left circle. Looking back for Yossi to score! And the Predators tally again on the Tennessee Lottery Powerball Power Play. All three goals with the man advantage.
.720 WGN, it's that time of year. Spring is here, and that means the Blackhawks are about to make a run to their fourth Stanley Cup title in 7 years. Why not? Why not, Adam Hogue?
Why not? That's a good question. The Predators probably have something to say about it.
Got to get through Jim Diamond, who's been covering hockey since he came out of the womb back in 1999. Knows Nashville backwards and forwards. Jim, thanks for taking time on 720 WGN. Welcome.
Wow, it's great to be here, and I think I should still be in high school if that's when I came out of the womb.
Well, but that's what we had. We got you at 19 years old, Jim. Are you not 19?
I'm not, but you know, let's go with that. let's round down.
So my deep analysis on how Nashville wins this series, Jim, is that Pekka Rinne is unbelievable, stands on his head. That's the old hockey analysis. And when you're an underdog, right, you need the goalie to be spectacular. And lately, I mean, last nine games, he's given up 14 goals. That's pretty good. Is that how you see this series, the only way Nashville wins?
Yeah, there's no question. I think it's going to be a track meet just with the way both teams are, you know, kind of built. And so, you know, it's going to be a goaltender one way or the other. Pekka has, you know, in seasons past been worked so hard in the regular season, he's maybe not had a lot left for the postseason. But this year they found a backup in UC Soros that was able to take some of the workload off of Rinne in hopes of keeping him, you know, fresh for the playoffs. And there's no question he's going to have to be the difference maker in a series that will probably see a lot of goals, but it's probably going to be one goal one way or the other that determines, you know, each game.
Jim, are you a believer that the end of the regular season can carry over to a playoff series? The Hawks have really had four meaningless games here. They definitely, if you watch the games, geared it down a little bit. They ended up losing all four. Didn't really matter. Except for now they got to ramp it back up by what we're thinking is Thursday, the opener. We'll see. The schedule's still not out yet. But meanwhile, Nashville's been playing, you know, I guess they've sort of been in it here, but they have lost three of four going into the end of the regular season here. But they've had a little bit more to play for, I think, in those last four games.
Right. I mean, they've had the spot virtually locked up for the last couple of weeks. It was only, you know, mathematical that it happened, you know, toward the end there, you know, when the Kings finally fell out of it. But they were resting some guys down the stretch. So I don't think they were playing terribly. They just had a lot of different bodies in the lineup, just trying to get some guys healthy. You saw Mike Fisher miss a few games down the stretch. So I don't think it's really indicative of how the team is or is going to play. Peter Laviolette talked to us today in the media, and you know he said, you know, he didn't like a lot of the results of the last few games, but he liked what he saw from a lot of the players. So whether that's coach speak or not, I don't think it's really an ominous sign for the team. You know, just the results in those last few games.
Do you think they are paying attention at all to maybe trying to avoid playing the Blackhawks, or did that not matter?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think so. You know, they had such a tough haul last year when they went to Anaheim in the first round, and then, you know, had San Jose. They were just so beaten up physically, and I think quite a bit fatigued from all the cross-continental travel that I think almost an indication that they're kind of looking forward to trying to play Chicago to measure up against them, because they haven't done well in the previous playoff series before. And, you know, they were going with the old mantra that, you know, you have to be prepared to beat anybody. So I think they're hopefully actually welcoming it if you're taking their word for it. But I don't think there was any act of avoidance there.
You mentioned the Nashville's coach, Peter Laviolette. I mean, he won a cup with the Hurricanes back in 06. He took the Flyers to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2010. He can't outmaneuver a coach Q, though, can he, Jim? I mean, come on now.
I don't think so. We were talking about it today. I don't think he's defeated Coach Q, you know, on the road at all in any of their matchups. But I think it's going to come down to the players. I mean, you know, we talked about the goaltending, and you know, Chicago had some, you know, maybe shaky goaltending early in a couple of those games in the previous series. But yeah, you don't match up with Coach Q's resume unless you're you know, Scotty Bowman or something. The guy is just a legend. There's no question there.
Okay, so you mentioned, and we're talking to Jim Diamond, who covers the Predators. You mentioned that maybe the players are kind of embracing the idea of playing the Hawks again, getting another crack on against them despite some of the struggles that they've had in the past. Of course, you know, in terms of what the fans care about, it's certainly been a storyline in both probably Nashville and Chicago here, the ways the Predators have tried to keep the Blackhawks fans out of the games that are down there in Nashville. And I think a lot of people here are just kind of laughing at it because you know they're coming and you know they're going to find a way in. Do you think that the Blackhawks are in the Predators' heads at all as they go into this series?
Yeah, David Poile, the general manager, spoke today as well, and he was asked about it. He said no. So, but you know, I just think you know he wanted to give you know Chicago all the credit for you know being the best team in the Western Conference and being the you know kind of the Stanley Cup winner the last couple of years they've had. But you know he said you know a lot of the personnel is different. A lot of the players who were younger back then you know have matured have grown. So. You know, there's probably some element to it. There's no way they would ever admit to it. But, you know, if you want to, you have to beat the man if you're going to be the man. And I think, you know, they're looking forward to that challenge. But, yeah, there is kind of a bit of a big brother thing, I think, to you know, with wanting to face Chicago and finally beat them.
Jim Diamond's been covering the NHL and the Predators for the Associated Press, the Sports Ticker, Examiner.com, 2012, Jim, readers of the Nashville Scene voted you Nashville's best sports writer. I look at this like, it's kind of weird to me still that Nashville has a hockey team. And then I look at your, I mean, that's just bizarre, and you're the guy that's like on the ground doing it. And yet, you look at the Predators' attendance, you've sold out every home game. I mean, they like coming, it's always a story here that, you know, the keep Chicago out, but there are a ton of hockey fans in Nashville, which to me doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Most people in Nashville aren't from Nashville. The city has grown immeasurably. You know, I think I moved here in 98, so I guess that was a year before I was born, according to your calculations. it's just tremendous, you know, growth. You know, people from all over, whether it's the healthcare industry or the music industry, bringing people here, and they're from all over. A lot of hockey playing cities, a lot of Canadian cities, but and the Predators do a great job of marketing the game and marketing their team. It's a fun atmosphere to watch a hockey game. You know, it's not one of the, you know, the stodgier buildings to be in. They keep it fun. So again, and it's affordable too. They're not outrageously priced tickets. So you know, they've done what they needed to do. But yeah, that was a big mark for them, selling out every single game this year. And it's a testament to how hard they work. And you know, the Predators, you know, used to not be a great fun team to watch, but there's some really exciting players out there too that are really marketable. You know, guys like PK Subban and Philip Forsberg, guys like that are, you know, people want to see them. You see their jerseys walking around the city. So it has become a hockey city for sure.
Wow.
So big picture question here. Why haven't, I mean, you know, this franchise inside and out, why haven't they been able to have, I mean, more success, you know, once they get to the playoffs? Why haven't they been able to, you know, compete for the Stanley Cup final?
I think it's just been a case of, you know, running up against better, deeper teams. I mean, you look at the last time they played Chicago in a series, Shea Weber ended up hurt on a, you know, almost a nothing hit by Brandon Saad. And it was, you know, like their whole team kind of came crumbling down after that. So, you know, they haven't had the ability to absorb, you know, huge personnel losses like a Shea Weber or a Mike Fisher, you know, a couple of years ago as well. So, you know, it's tough. There's a lot of good hockey teams and a lot of good, you know, players here, but for whatever reason, they just haven't been able to withstand the, you know, just the rigors. Winning a Stanley Cup is hard.
Yeah.
So they just haven't been able to do it. They're not built. And we were talking with David Poile earlier in the year, you know, about Chicago specifically and how Nashville was, you know, decent back in those years, but Chicago was so horrible that they, you know, drafted high and drafted well with those picks. And the Predators have just never been bad enough to get one of, you know, like a top five pick, except for the, you know, the one year where they ended up getting Seth Jones. But, you know, it's a good question, but it's a tough one. It's not an easy trophy to win, that's for sure.
Jim Diamond, if you want to follow him during the series, you don't have to follow him for life, just for the series, and you could do @DiamondHockey, and then if you don't want to hear about Nashville hockey anymore, you can unfollow. I don't think Jim would be offended, but he'd love to have you for the next couple of weeks. Hey, last one, Jim. If I'm walking around downtown Nashville, what jersey am I going to see the most of?
Most you'll see a Roman Josi jersey a lot. He's an excellent defenseman, and the ladies tell me he's pretty good looking too. So you'll see a lot of Roman Josi jerseys. Probably Pekkarinen second and PK Subban third, but. The Swedes are charging hard. Philip Forsberg and Victor Arvidsson. I think you'll see that within the next year or so. They'll be up there jersey wise.
Saw Mark Knopfler at the Ryman Theater, Jim. Know that it was a big night in my musical life.
It's an incredible venue.
It really is. It was awesome. It's like 2,000 people in there. You got two levels, Hoag. Big time. Go down to Nashville. Go upper level Ryman Theater. I'm telling you.
I think we should take the show down there.
Let's go, Jim. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me.